Welcome back to 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Andrew, there's been a lot of conversations, and in fact, there's been a case coming out of British Columbia of an individual who died without a will and has a common law spouse.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about that, and a lot of people, unfortunately, are passing away lately.
And the amount of people that actually have contacted us through the show or through our own website saying, I don't have a will, is astronomical. I'm not surprised, but I am surprised.
Yeah, I can't remember. There was a stat on that at one point that it was like, 40% or 50% of people. Yeah,
I think you're right. 40% do not have a will or an estate plan, which includes multiple documents. It gets, I think, a bit more cumbersome, more complex when you have a common law spouse versus or a living partner versus a married partner. And I think they're different.
Well, I would assume they're different because, you know, there's a different sort of set of rules behind it.
And that's what we got to figure out. In Alberta, what happened? So we got to bring our expert here, Jennifer Lamb, partner at Cars Callan LLP, reoccurring contributor to the show. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to speak to you both this morning and to all of our listeners. This is definitely a very important and contentious area surrounding family dynamics and the proper estate plan to have in place, whether you're married or whether you've got what is called in Alberta an adult interdependent partner.
Okay, so let's start there. I want to just let people know that the case that came to our attention came out of British Columbia, and Alberta, every province has their own laws. So I want to bring it home to our province, and that's why I brought Jennifer on the show. So I'm not going to go into the details of what happened in the BC case, but let's get into the details of what could happen here in Alberta. Let's start off with the definition of adult interdependent partner versus common law, which is used in other provinces or other parts around the world. Let's start there, and then we can talk about this word of called intestate, and we can go from there.
Absolutely. So in Alberta, then, our legislation defines an adult interdependent partner as essentially a continuous relationship of interdependence that is also continuous cohabitation for at least a three-year period. And so the definition of that relationship, there's a number of factors. It is essentially, it can be a marriage-like relationship, including shared accommodation, domestic services, how you present yourself to society. And so the adult interdependent partnership has to meet a number of criteria, the first hurdle being the three-year continuous cohabitation. The only exception to that is if you have an adult interdependent agreement in place that might provide for something different. And so high level, that is what the terminology is and the test is in Alberta.
Is that different than the word common law in other provinces?
Not really, to be honest. A lot of people come to us and talk about common law relationships. We tend to use those phrases interchangeably, but technically in Alberta, it's the adult interdependent partnership term that we use.
Okay. And Canadians in general understand the concept of a will. They may not have it. They may not know the details within it, but they understand what a will is. What people don't understand is the word intestate. What does that mean, and what are the outline rules when it comes to the word intestate?
Absolutely. So intestacy or being intestate means that you have died without a will or without a valid will in place. And so then what happens to your estate? We all know that a valid will shall determine and reflect how your estate is distributed upon one's death. And in the case of intestacy, the question becomes, if there is no document or no valid document that dictates that, what happens? And so our Wills and Succession Act in Alberta has provisions and essentially a formula as to how one's estate is distributed.
Okay, Jennifer. So when we go back to common law relationships or adult interdependent partner relationships, what unique challenges are in place for those?
Exactly. So intestacy, the intestacy provisions in our Wills and Succession Act provides for either married spouses or adult interdependent partners, that has been proven, not just in an alleged adult interdependent partner, which of course was the fact scenario exactly at play in the BC case that we've alluded to. You have to prove your status as an adult interdependent partner, and then on that proof, you get a share of the estate. If there are no dependent children, you may get all of the estate. Okay.
The word dependent children is the key one there, right, Jennifer?
Exactly. That's where it becomes quite complex and convoluted, especially with blended families and stepchildren and the like. And so just to break it down a little bit further, if you pass away in Alberta without a will, but you have an adult interdependent partner, they can make a claim for a portion of the estate, and that portion is set forth in the Wills and Succession Act and in the regulations. They're entitled to X amount, and then if there are children that meet the definition of either under 18 being minor children or children in post-secondary education between the ages of 18 and 22, or alternatively children who are able to earn an income by reason of physical or mental disability, they can also be entitled to a portion of the estate. So we walk through the formula once we get presented with this type of fact scenario.
We have a couple minutes left before we have to go at the end of this show. So what's the learning outcome for everybody if you are in an interdependent partnership, we'll use the word common law as well, regardless of if you've got a blended family or not, there are a few things that people should do. Jennifer, give us two or three things that every individual should do.
Exactly. And so I think number one, everyone needs to know that if you are in this type of relationship that is not a formal marriage relationship, you may still have obligations to your adult interdependent partner to provide for them. So, get the proper will in place that is done with respect to meeting the formalities of our legislation, and then also understanding what adequate provision is. If you don't adequately provide for your adult interdependent partner, you could expose your estate to a claim. They could bring a claim for family maintenance and support. So the last thing anyone wants is litigation and disputes after they pass away among their family members, whether it be blended or otherwise. And so the proper planning in place is key. And then secondly, having those conversations with your adult interdependent partner, any children of either relationship that's been blended, and making sure that everyone is understanding what they are properly entitled to. I understand as well there's privacy concerns, and some individuals and family members aren't comfortable sharing the plan. But I can tell you that open communication and transparency within the family relationship, as complicated as it can oftentimes save a lot of disputes and stress, both emotional and financial, after a loved one has passed away.
For those of you who don't know Jennifer, she's not just preparing these documents, she is litigating. So Jennifer, this actually gets in front of a judge and people argue and fight over the estate in an adult interdependent a partnership. Isn't that correct?
Unfortunately, yes. We see that. We see that in our practice and in our estates group at Carscallon LLP. We are seeing more and more of these disputes all the time. Without the proper planning in place, it just heightens that risk.
So if you think it's not going to happen to you, it can. Jennifer is a live example of how people can actually have these problems and then hire the right people for that. Jennifer, I want to thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much again, Faisal and Andrew, for having me. It's always a pleasure. And we'll look forward to our next discussions in this very interesting and important area for our listeners.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. We've been joined by Jennifer Lamb, partner at Carscallon LLP. She knows her stuff. She knows how the planning needs to be, but her job has also been how to fight these issues on behalf of her clients, because the fights do happen. So if anything you can learn about is to plan.
Well, that's it. Get a plan. Make sure your wills and your estate documents are up to date. And make sure you talk with your family members and push it through. Because you know what? It's going to save you a lot of time, energy, and money for your estate and for your family in the future.
Absolutely. And for those of you who are talking, we're talking about plans. How do you have your proper retirement plan? Not only about your estate, but making sure that you live through your retirement lives in the way that you want to. We're going to discuss that on Tuesday, February 23rd, 7 p.m. live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register. That's the end of this show. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll tune in next week on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund, an investment industry regulatory organization of Canada.